Page 87. Track 28. Listening to.
1.
Well, from what you've been telling me, Mr. Grant, it sounds like you're already eating more vegetables. That's good. But you should definitely eat less cheese. It has a lot of sodium and fat in it. That might explain why your cholesterol level is so high.
2.
I'm glad to hear that you've been eating fish more often, Linda. It's much better for you than meat because it has a lot less fat in it. It will probably help your high blood pressure, too. Now, you should also try to eat more fresh fruit, too, especially berries, like strawberries and blueberries. They're full of antioxidants.
3.
Well, Chris, I think it's great that you've been eating a lot of vegetables. I see you've been having fruit for dessert instead of ice cream, too. That's excellent. But you say you've been feeling tired and weak lately, so you should eat more meat.
4.
Ms. Barton, I'm wondering about all the bread you've been eating. I know you need to lose weight, and sometimes eating a lot of bread makes that very difficult. So I'd like you to eat less bread for a few weeks. Otherwise, your diet seems pretty well balanced. You're eating meat, but not too much meat, as well as a lot of fruit and vegetables.
5.
You're right, Mr. O'Brien. You're definitely losing too much weight. It's probably because you haven't been eating meat. Now, even if you don't eat meat, you still need protein. Why don't you try eating more eggs, beans, and cheese? They've got a lot of protein. I'm sure that will help.
6.
Well, Mrs. Johnson, I see here that you've been having stomach aches in the mornings lately. And you say you have cereal with milk for breakfast every day. I think the problem is that the milk is difficult for you to digest. That means you shouldn't eat dairy products like milk and cheese. I suggest you stop drinking milk for a few months. Try having eggs for breakfast instead of cereal.